Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, they let me broadcast, so I figured I'd mess everybody's mind up. There's a lot of things that have been around and going around that ain't nice. Been going on ever since there was the initiation of a military. People have a tendency to find out that their military turns on them. Ain't that wonderful? Been going on since the beginning, as far as I can tell, the beginning of history. Now, I titled this thing Insidious. It's a gradual fascist plan to conquer. Now, insidious, just so you know what it is, awaiting a chance to entrap. Nice people. That's A. B, harmful but enticing. Oh, yeah. 2A, having a gradual and cumulative effect. 2B, developing so gradually as to be well established before becoming apparent. Ooh, you mean they snuck up on you and you didn't know this coming? Is that about it? Everybody knows about some of the things I'm going to cover, but you don't know nearly what you think you'd like to. One of the military was supposed to military heroes we used to have. You heard of MacArthur, haven't you? He turned machine guns on veterans right across from the White House in the park. Nice guy. Now, there's no press coverage on Biden's war on the people. What people's that? That's the people of the world. Now, the thing about this is that people won't realize what is happening and how it's going on and what the deal is. However, to get this thing going in the right direction, I want you to listen to the words of this song now. Y'all, but the only thing I ever got for great effort and hard work was blisters and painted blisters on my mind and hands. What the hell am I doing this for? And wow, look at the blisters on my hands, you know, digging dry wells, pulling stumps, stuff like that. This was when I was a kid, but bear this in mind, there's no press coverage on Biden's war on the people. You know about his cutting things off and all this stuff. The insidiousness of our present structure, it started back about the time of the Great Depression, 29. Well, the planning history for it, and this is what you're seeing today, started in the 40s and was first publicly noted in the 60s by Eisenhower. Beware the military-industrial complex. Ooh. Think about it. Tactics to enslave or control people are simple and uncomplicated at all. Take the majority's economics away and starve them out. The first question is basic math, and I learned this in grade school. 1 and 1 is 2. Who made up the inflation number of 7 to 8%? I'd like to know who the dink is that can't add and subtract. You have an average inflation in the 30 to 100% range, and this is even higher in some, you know, depending on what it is. The average poor person, people that were having a hard time of it to begin with anyway, was barely surviving before. Now most things are costing at critical mass. That's where you get to decide between paying a bill, getting your meds, or putting food on the table, that sort of thing. You think it's bad now, you just wait. They ain't got it jacked up real good yet. But it's coming. Biden looks like he just enjoys the hell out of this. Well, we ought to make it unenjoyable. But there's, you know, the prices are still rising. This shit's already costing a couple times what it was before, 30 to 100% or more. When the food shortage is hit, are you ready? Did you get get a bag of rice and a bag of beans or something to flavor them with? And some water and jugs? Oh, by the way, that lasts 2 to 4 years. If you're keep it out of the light and keep it cool, last 4 years. but the question is still there. When the food shortage is hit, are you ready? It ain't going to do you no good to take a shotgun, whether it's grandpa's or some kind of a semi-auto new one, and go down to the grocery. I ain't any food, and what are you going to do when there's no food in there? Ooh. Well, you should have gone to the feed store. Like I've been trying to tell people, get a bag of beans, get a bag of rice. You can go to some warehouses yet and still get some. You better hurry up. It's getting expensive. The price is going up. And you want to get there before it gets out of hand. Well, here you go. All the costs of food production are now in the 20 to 50% range or higher. Now, this is going to mess with you. Some things are twice to four times the normal price. Hard to raise things without fertilizer unless you know how to keep things under control in terms of organic farming. How about this one? Jesse Smollett's lawyers say he should be released because he's getting vicious threats. Well, of course. They put him in the cell with his attacker. Oh, yeah. I like that one. Anyway, that comes from National Review, and they have sort of an academic look at things, and that's an academic joke, but funny anyway, I think. if Democrats are hoping that President Biden would benefit from a rally around the flag effect as a result via support of Ukraine, recent polls show polls must be severely disappointing. Not only is his approval rating mired in the low 40s, but he is not winning the public over on key issues. Disapproval. Russia-Ukraine conflict, 54% disapprove. Inflation, 69% disapprove. The Hispanics are looking to vote Republican. Oh, my goodness. And in the black vote went from 12% to 27% for Republicans. So Biden's pledge to unify the country seems to be working out, sort of. I covered some of this on this show I did with Gail, and consequently, I'm going to cover it again. Putin was sent in for a specific reason to do a specific thing. He came down stepping hard, and it didn't work. He has tried to get everything that he could accomplished, and yet he was using way too much or too insidiously using military force to do so. Now we got some fun going on down in Florida again. Oh boy, somebody started some shit. Yeah, DeSantis. The Florida Senate passed the Parental Rights and Education Bill. And DeSantis has already signed it. This is from April 4th, 2022. It's supposed to expire 2 days from now or something like that. I don't know if the magazine gets the stinking or how that works, but the bill strengthens school transparency by requiring schools to include parents in critical decisions and to give them access to education and health records pertaining to their children. So, you know, among other things, it is a good bill. I read it, and I liked it, and I can see why you signed it. Big shots, Teachers Union, National Education Association, those people think they're in charge of your kid. They think that when you put your child in a public school that you have surrendered your parental rights. Well, guess what? No, 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 no. And if somebody decides to play games, you can hit them over the head with a federal lawsuit that'll make their hair curl if they don't have any curls yet. So somebody wants to play with DeSantis, oh, they're going to holler, and they've been hollering. You go right ahead. Oh, and guess what? Disney says, you guys ain't stuff. Well, DeSantis, I tell you what, why don't you rescind that cozy little relationship that they've got in terms of the protection that you can remove. Yeah, okay. That they can't run their own little bailiwick. They can't do what they want to do, et cetera. Now, the governor criticized Disney's cozy relationship with the Communist Party of China. I wonder how that is. Oh, yeah. Disney's one of the largest defense contractors on the planet. Oh, think of it. Oh, all our little kids learning how to use automatic weapons and stuff. Well, my. now, here's the squirrely fun. February's Consumer Price Index report from Bureau of Labor Statistics put inflation at 7.9%, highest since 82. Well, I hate to tell you, but that's bogus. You take all these 200-400 percenters and add it all up together and then divide it to get your average, and it's going to be a lot higher than any old 7.9%. Then we got this fun and games at the gas pump. Okay. You know what their answer is? Oh, man. You need an electric vehicle. That's what you need. well, there's a problem with that. And that problem originates in the same horse manure that's been going on all along. And it just isn't the same kind of thing that normal people even think about. It's too stupid. oh, boy. The thing about this job, the thing that I've taken on in terms of doing this broadcast is that it's you are a lonesome traveler. You're on your own by yourself, no matter how you like it. It doesn't matter. The thing that I see that is extraordinarily improbable to be addressed by anybody with any kind of outlet or anything is that these people are scared to death. Yeah, you heard me. Republicans and Democrats and everybody, all of them. Now, some people just seem to, you know, I guess they wear body armor a lot in terms of that. But the fun and games, remember that 7.9%? Be wary of applying Washington math to your own budget. Electric vehicles. Cheapest one you could have gotten was about $55,000 or more. And they think everybody can get one of those. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Congressional Democrats have proposed a punitive new 50% windfall profit tax on oil companies to punish them for what Senator Elizabeth Warren calls profiteering. Ooh. The idea is idiotic and probably cannot be implemented. There are at least three kinds of stupid at work here. One, Democrats propose to lay the 50% tax on any profits derived from selling oil above $66 a barrel. Tell UAE that. Number two, there are many factors that go into gasoline prices. Really? From location, configuration, refinery, transport expenses to taxes to retail competition. There's a reason gasoline typically costs a lot more in California than it does in Florida, and that reason isn't the Sunshine State gets a discount on crude either. Tucker did cover that one. Three, a new tax on energy companies will make them less likely to invest in serving the U.S. market, which would very likely leave Americans paying higher prices. Think about that. Paying higher prices, which would certainly leave the domestic industry less able to respond to geopolitical shocks, you know, like Ukraine. If you want low gas prices, then you should want more wells, more refineries, more pipelines, i.e. all the things the Democrats have been opposing for years. Now they got an idiot in charge. Yeah, that's right, Biden. You're considered a clown. And quite simply, you can run if you want for a second term. You won't get it, I guarantee you. If you do get elected, somebody will kill you. Now, that's how simple it is. People have had more than they can stand of certain kinds of things, and you're standing on a hose signing executive orders on the QT, and then nobody can drill, nobody can pump. Whoa, we got 3,000 wells. I know you don't. you got 3,000 junk wells. What does that mean? Well, they say that Russia's oil is dirty compared to ours. You ought to see what comes out of the ground under these. It makes Russian oil look like highly refined of the best. That's how funky it is. Can't make no money if you got to refine it three times. Think about that. Think about it carefully. There's no serious challenger to the greenback, which accounts for more than 60% of global foreign exchange reserves. Think about that. They want to play with the yuan? Go ahead. CDC announced that most of the country should safely go maskless in nearly all places. One domain is permanently left out. Transportation. You don't wear your mask on an airplane, they throw you out. And they didn't say that they would be on the ground when they did that. And they didn't mention any kind of a parachute. So the Postal Service has a problem, a big one. A world of falling mail volumes can no longer support the expensive structure of the U.S. Postal Service, which includes a unionized workforce and a six-day-a-week universal national delivery mandate. And there's a bunch of other things, too. They have to pay 2 years in advance for retirement. I mean, you want to get into it. It's a real mess. Oh, boy. The progressives at Berkeley. Oh, boy. California Environmental Quality Act, signed into law in 1970. Oh, Governor Reagan did it. Which requires environmental impact reviews for any project larger than a Barbie dream house and empowers courts to order extensive mitigation measures. Can you imagine that? Wonder why people don't want to live there. They have something, whether it's a tax or regulation or whatever, to tell you that you have to wear your underwear backwards and it's got to be their own color for you. Berkeley would have been obliged to get rid of 400 students who they didn't check the environmental impact of signing all those people up. Oh, and for millions of dollars in tuition payments, Berkeley administrators howled that the rule wasn't supposed to apply to their plans. And so the California General Assembly stepped in with both houses passing unanimously a bill that changes the way the law applies to universities, thereby saving Berkeley's vegan bacon. Oh, boy. Jesse Smollett. I'm surprised that the black people that are in there have let him live as long as he has, understanding what he's done. He's innocent. The last little thing in this ditty about Jesse Smollett. Smollett departed the courtroom just the way he had entered, like a jackass. Whoa. Somebody didn't like him very much. The United States has been secretly funding Ukrainian bioweapons programs. Yeah, that's like what Fauci did. Oh, he's responsible, by the way, all by his lonesome. He is responsible for C-19. He funded it and helped him figure it out, and now we have had a load of it. Well, I think Fauci needs to, first of all, be removed. Secondly, I think maybe he needs to be charged as a mass murderer, you know, like sort of the same things that Stalin and Hitler and people such as that nature did. Here we go. Top UN officials continue to shield the perpetrators of some of the world's most horrific crimes against humanity. Department of Global Communications instructed the organization's employees not to call Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine an invasion, suggesting a more neutral conflict or military offensive. I'm sorry, bud. I don't know anybody that's got a sense of humor, but that ain't even funny. Hell, Yeah, and then you got the Iran nuclear deal. And you got to remember, Russia is supposedly negotiating on our behalf. Now, I don't know who figured that out, but they're an idiot, whoever did it. Current officials spooked by the trajectory of the negotiations have in recent weeks resigned their positions, apparently in protest. Oh, my goodness. Foreign policy chief, I guess it's Joseph Borrell, announced via Twitter that talks would be on hold. Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. Moscow wants written guarantees from the Secretary of State that Western sanctions for its brutal invasion of Ukraine will not prevent it from trading with Iran. Dude, you ain't going to get nothing but a hard way to go. Oh, boy. John Bolton and the Iranians are working to get the get him executed. The assassins aren't having it very much good luck. Now, Tehran, here's something that I just can't hardly stand. Whenever I was on a battlefield or in an unfriendly country, and I've been to both, what's funny is this. Anybody shoots at you, you got the right to shoot back, period. Iran is firing a volley of missiles at Erbil. Missed the newly built United States consulate. The intention may have been to cast a shadow on the final stages of the reworked nuclear deal with the United States. Yeah, well, you want to cast that, you go right ahead. If it was me, you'd find out what it feels like when a B-52 unloads on you. That's just me. If I were in charge and in power, we wouldn't be putting up with all this horse manure. Oh, Nicaragua, the dictatorship of Daniel Ortega arrested a slew of opposition politicians. Some have been given 13 years. Their crime, conspiracy to undermine national integrity. Oh, boy. Talk about something that's made up. Russian restaurants across the states are reporting a decline in business, a rise in harassment in the wake of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. What did you expect? Oh, boy, here we go. University of Virginia. To learn from her professors and peers, an environment that champions intellectual diversity and rigorous disagreement, but instead encourages strict ideological conformity. Ooh, a racist legacy of their university. You should self-censor because you're wrong anyway. That's a leftist take, but it often goes further. If you continue to disagree with the prevailing progressive standard, you're not only wrong, but you're entitled. Then you support racism and sexism, and if you haven't given up yet, you'll soon be a full-fledged bigot. Who gave them the moral luxury to condemn people when they're guilty of what they're talking about? Week 3, Ukraine, more to come. There's going to be some surprise things come up. Low energy policy. Long-term danger in Biden's antipathy to fossil fuels. Increase restrictions, which he did recently. And the inflation is his and his alone. Now, he's had some help getting it done, but it's his. Now, there's an article in here that I really liked. It's very succinct. And to the point, the story of education in an Okie camp offers lessons for parents today. That is in the National Review. Oh, Lord. I got to back up here to find it. April 4th, 2022. And its title is School Buildings, The Story of Education in an Okie Camp. Native-born Californians are then raised by the influx of Okies and one of them to leave. I tried to drive them out. It didn't work too well. Anyway, this is a very successful school. It does what has been recommended to the United States Education Association, and that is to take courses that give the general technical ability to the students that you would find in a tech school, and have them work at it, have them build a building, or if they want to know carpentry. Then you get a population bomb scare. Low fertility, not overpopulation is the problem. Ooh. Yeah. Mankind should be removed from the planet. Oh. Then you got Hungary. Carlson went on a little bit of a jaunt into Hungary. And Hungary has a couple of different things that it's got going for it. One, the people have decided that Hungary is an independent nation. And by independent, I mean independent of the control mechanisms that have been put against the populace in so many places. They won't stand for it. You act like that, they put you outside the fence and tell you not to come back. And that's how it works. And they got a beautiful place, nice and orderly, clean. Everybody's pretty happy with it because they don't go out of their way flaunting this. They use it only when necessary. Now we gotta to provide for the common defense. A guide to overcoming decades of strategically unserious budgets. Well, you're going to have to tell Biden. He thinks making windmills is as important as the military is something that should have been done a long time ago. Well, sorry, dude. It don't work that way. And the thing you have to understand about it is that nothing that we have right now is right. Elite Justice, as an example, this is a book. It's in the book section. Inside the cloistered elite world of American justice. And there isn't any justice. Most people don't get that part until they come up against it, and you end up with the problem of trying to figure out what you end up, whether you've got legal help or not. It's just, you know, how it is. Oh, boy. I'm looking for a song to play. There's a couple in here that are pretty decent. Now, all the Democrats think they're going to slide through, but they're scared to death that they're not. And here's a song for you.
Yeah.
I like that song for what it says, let alone what it does for people. At least I'd like to think so. I'd like to know that people are getting a gist of what's going on. And the prices are still rising. Ooh, some things are twice to four times the normal price. What's normal? That's the problem. Nobody can define that. You want to get into the nitty-gritty? Susan Caskey, managing editor of The Week. And I wrote Woke Horse Hockey. It's basically what they're playing with. It's sort of like it's a cool for people at Walt at Disney World to accost children. They got one headline right. Ukraine battling Russia to a stalemate. Well, that's worse than that. They're going in there and blasting them out of the water. They're going in there and taking back the parts that were taken. I quote Max Boot, you know, from the Washington Post, against all odds, the Ukrainians are actually winning. Putin soon won't have much of an army left. Now, I'm going to tell you that Putin is looking at withdrawing the troops next week, and it doesn't much matter whether. Oh boy! I wish I didn't cough so much. I guess I'll have to quit smoking. That's some high-level intel. He's accomplished his goal. Now, there's a couple of places in Kiev that may be hit by air raids. And you got to remember what Putin is doing. He's taking out those bio labs and the people that run them. That's one of the primary goals that he's gone in for. The other one is to take out the cabal. Think about that. here's the deal. GOP senators grill Supreme Court nominee Jackson. And she wasn't the best one. They passed up a lady that had a lot more going on than she'll ever have. And they say that they can't stop Jackson's confirmation. Well, yeah, they can. They just vote on it. That's all. Very simple. The things that people are looking at don't have the substance that need to be having. Now, daylight savings time, good news. How about that? Should it be made permanent? And I answered yes, big old red letters. I'm tired of switching my clock back and forth just to suit some idiot that don't know that you can't cut a foot off the bottom of a blanket, sew it back on the top, and make it longer. It don't work that way, says the Indian chief that said that. Boy. They're getting anybody they can. A bloody weekend. At least 9 mass shootings broke out across the country over a single weekend last week, continuing an alarming rise in U.S. homicides, often when rival disputes escalate to gunshots. The problem that you got is not so much the problem with gunshots and the idiots that don't know no better than open fire, but go get the guns away from these dinks. That shouldn't happen. Ooh, Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. University of Pennsylvania. A transgender athlete competing against women. Well, if you get the physique of a man and you go up against women, you're probably going to win. And that's what everybody did. Protesters gathered, and some of her voters' parents complained that Thomas had an unfair biological advantage, which is true. You got the dummies in charge are going to have to realize that. Just as you recognize and give people rights and make sure that their rights are enforced, you also can't trample on other people's rights in the same manner that the rights of the transgender person was trampled on. Create some special things, special places, special competitions to go from there. Oh, my goodness. Guatemala City, Wendy abortion law overturned. I muted myself. I didn't think you needed to hear me coughing up a big old hawker. Knife and car attack in Israel. My goodness, an Israeli Arab man stabbed 3 Israeli women and 1 man and injured several people this week in one of Israel's deadliest attacks in years. Oh, boy. There is something that everybody needs to pay attention to, and that would be the words of this song.
Must have a code that she can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Color somebody's skin is, or that they believe something different than you do, That's what you should be teaching, and then maybe you should have them ask why. How come you feel that way? What, you know, what's the deal? Can you tell me about it? And that's the way you get a dialogue going. And the only way to really take care of things is to do them correctly. Now, in Afghanistan, you got to understand something. When we pulled out, we took all our food with us and our capability of distribution and a few other things. Children are flooding hospital emergency rooms in Afghanistan as the country's failing health system struggles to treat a malnourished population. Now, you know, that's one in five near death in kids. 95% of Afghans, 38 million people, have enough to eat each day. Yeah, but we're not even feeding our own people. And now they got an excuse. We're going to get the rebels out the hard way. We'll just plain get rid of them. That's real simple. You make everything so expensive to poor people. That's 70% of the population living from paycheck to paycheck kind of thing. Can't afford to live. Then you create a food shortage. Part of it is the Ukraine and Russia. The rest of it is us. And I mean us as victims of our own government. So you got to bear in mind that things ain't getting better. They're getting worse, and they don't look so good, in the whole of it. Liberal internationalists in Europe and U.S. concluded decades ago that military invasion of peaceful countries slaughters the civilian populations and the politics of raw power, ended with the fall of the Soviet Union. Ooh. But Putin's but they're back again. The aggressive ambitions of these authoritarian nations serve as a reminder of how essential it is to support the Western order. But one of the main things, you need a strong military. Protecting our values requires strong militaries and hard power. If anything saves Ukraine, it will be missiles, drones, and artillery. Not norms or treaties. They already tried that. Putin wouldn't answer the phone. Well, what are you going to do with it? Well, very simple. If, and this is an if everything works out the way it's supposed to, Putin should be, there should be rumors, at the very least, next this coming week, of him leaving with his military. Ooh, cutting off funding for COVID. It's all fear porn. Governments throw money, resources, and attention at the threat. Don't do much else. Republicans blocked $15 billion in new Corona funding for the coming year. Yeah, well, I agree with that. We've already spent $6 trillion. I don't think $15 billion more is going to do any good. The federal government will cut shipments of monoclonal antibodies treatments by a third, cease buying extradosing new antiviral pills, and slash its vaccination efforts in poor countries. Ooh, then you got the big fear, the fear porn, dangerous new variants will arise. Then they are also talking about the virus, C-19, still killing more than 1,000 Americans a day. No, those are lies, both of those last ones. Abortion restrictions. Well, if they follow where they got the origin of that, things will change a bit. Europe, trading neutrality for guns. Europe has been shaken out of its pacifist stupor. Well, you get to remember, Sweden, and Finland have been neutral forever. Era of neutral zones in Europe is over. Pacifists. Politicians in Australia have argued that our neutrality kept the peace over the years, but in reality, an East-West war simply never took place. So Putin thought he had divided the West. Didn't work that way, did it? This war of choice has reinforced the EU's historical purpose. Aye, Europe's call to arms is a jackpot for the United States. No matter what Putin achieves in Ukraine, he'll always be the Russian leader who triggered a military enforcement of his Western adversaries. Reinforcing it? Oh, my goodness. And Mexico is a problem. There's only one way to take care of that, and that's to wipe out the cartels. And, yeah, I said it. I mean it. We have the military force right here to do so. The problem we've got is that if people go into the areas held by the cartels and crooks and whatnot, you take your life in your hands. If we decide to really do something for Mexico and with Mexico, we'll go down there and wipe them out. Some 4.9 million Americans say they relocated since 2020 because of the opportunity to work remotely. Yeah, cool. Uh-oh. Think about this. You Dems was worried about other things. I'm gonna add a little fireworks to the candles. 23 states no longer require a permit to carry a concealed weapon, which means people can buy guns without background checks or safety training. Ooh. In Ohio, about 2,000 applicants were denied permits last year, but can now buy and carry weapons. Oh, my goodness. I wonder how that's going to work when they say they're going to come and get us and collect us. Free speech. Is cancel culture a real threat? It is. We got a free speech program. Progressives are shaming and shunning those who express unpopular opinions on race, politics, race, and gender. Ooh. Many states introduced about 175 bills restricting what teachers can teach. They're a real cost. 84% of Americans believe that the retaliation for harsh criticism for expressing opinions that have become a problem. 55% report that they keep some thoughts to themselves because they fear the backlash. Free speech requires not only freedom from government censorship, but a society willing to engage in ideas we dislike, and tolerance of words and beliefs that challenge and even unsettle us. Ooh, get out of your safe zone. China is afraid of the of being cut off from the largest retail market in the world, namely the United States. China's a big dilemma, and it's all about sanction worries. How to nullify mail-in ballots? Well, it's very simple. You outlaw them, and you make them show cause. I love this one. It's got a nice little thing about a news outlet in the newsroom, got a cup of coffee and that sort of stuff. It's got a Hunter Biden laptop story, which is unplugged. The laptop's unplugged, and the wall socket says, ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It's picking up steam, and they're going after him. Telecom, underwhelming 5G revolution. It didn't work. Oh, scratch your puppy. Your pain will go away. Amazon closes MGM deal. They bought it. So it's going to get interesting to see what comes of some of these things. Creation Museum's Mammoth Walk-In Ark. Oh, yeah. Not to scale. Doesn't have to be to scale. Doesn't matter if it's realistic, if it's realistic or not. Korean-style pork chops. No, thank you. I've had some Korean food, and that's one of them that I don't particularly enjoy. Oh, my God. They want me to live in New Jersey? Ooh, you can pay me to live there. You can give me a free house. And all that, and I still wouldn't live there. I just don't like the idea of being around that many people. Here you go. Regulation. Disclosing climate risk to investors. The Securities and Exchange Commission proposed sweeping rules this week that would require public companies to disclose climate risk and greenhouse gas emissions. You realize how much work that is? I'd charge extra for it. I really would. And I mean a bunch extra. Travel. High prices for a summer of revenge travel. Ooh. The sizzling demand from vacationers and an uptick in business travel means airlines can pass on rising costs through the higher ticket prices, only to a certain extent, and then people start doing it another way. Economy, a cautious effort to tame inflation. Well, you be all the cautious you want, I'll tell you right now. All you got to do is quit spending. I mean, stop it. When you do that, you're going to find that the lack of additional money is in the market brings inflation back down a bit. Number two, you need to have a lynch mob. Yeah, somebody nasty. Go tell Biden to get his feet off the hose and turn our own energy supplies back on. Now, here's the deal. That would be with a little bit of a additional rambling in the wording that stipulates. Think about this very carefully. We have certain places that have certain rare earth minerals, some that are supposedly common, and a few others that are vital, and I ain't playing with you, vital to fertilizer and all this other stuff. So therefore, I would suggest that they can do all they want in terms of drilling and looking for oil and pumping as much as they can, but they also got to have somebody that looks for these precious earth metals. This way our industries can continue to be viable. Right now, if you knock that fuel price down, and you can do that, Mr. Biden. No, you ain't the president. You found that out already. You can't get the nuclear codes, among other things. So you ain't president yet, are you? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you can do some things that will make a difference. And one of the ways you can do that is get your foot off of the hose. Let the oil flow. Have the XL pipeline reinstated, permits or whatever. I mean on all of them. Drilling on public lands. You can tell the environmentalists to come and watch. Make reports. The reason I say that without any fear of any problems is very simple. The places that are supposedly sensitive to oil wells and oil drilling and all that or other stuff cannot be treated in an adverse manner for any reason. No excuses of any kind. And the reason I say that is because those are the conditions for people to drill on public lands or in sensitive areas. They can't screw up the environment. They can't kill things. You name it. So therefore, Drill, baby, drill. Biden, get your foot off the thing. Rescind those remarks that you made in your executive orders. Just rescind the executive order. Oh, no. They go ahead and let them go. Turn them loose. See what happens. Inflation will come down because the price of fuel, fertilizer, and other things will come down. And everybody can go on and be happy. Woo-hoo. That doesn't sound good. Oh, and by the way, your poll ratings will go right up. Ooh, you might even get up to somewhere around 50%. If Biden doesn't want to do that, we got any legislators out there that have got some muscle who are willing to exercise it, I think we need to have those people show up and get public and tell Biden he's full of it. Tell AOC to take a flying leap off at a rolling donut. She's the one that started this crap. Oh, AOC, how well did your Green New Deal do in Texas during that sudden blast of winter? I heard that everybody was out of power, that your Green New Deal was brown leaves. Come on now. Get your stuff straight. You can't think straight. Resign. It's real simple. It's not complicated. So we got a last thing here. It's called the last word. From inside devastated Mariupol, Associated Press Journalist, Mr. Love, Chernov, and man, oh man, I'm not very good at pronouncing Russian. Doesn't matter what the word is. Evgeny Malotika, documented horrors inflicted on civilians by Russia's beautiful, brutal siege on the outskirts of Mariupol. The Ukrainians buried their dead in a mass grave. The thing is, most of these people knew what they were getting into in terms of what was going on. They knew what Putin would do. You got to think about this. Russia has a record, and it's really something. Oh, boy. Stop the fighting in Ukraine. Oh, boy. Stand on the precipice of a major war, one that would entail a significant risk of nuclear escalation. B.S. And stop the fighting in Ukraine? Good luck. When the mission's completed, maybe. Now, Russia must guarantee Ukraine's security, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. No matter whether you like it or not. Here's something that's interesting. They devoted almost this whole magazine. This is The Nation, 4/4/11 through 11, 2022. The Nation on Drugs. Our special issue considers the casualty of the war on drugs, as well as the unprecedented opportunities to make amends. I don't make amends as an old dope dealer. Drugs are the great escape. That's what people want. That's what they get. The war on drugs was aimed squarely at Black America. Oh, really? And at the emerging counterculture. Yeah. Well, the counterculture, I forgot to say, it was equal to or greater than the number of Black people that were impinged by this. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World of a passive populace, two stone on Soma to resist state control, might not be our future. Really? We're stuck in the midst of a sea of change. Changes need to be taken into consideration in respect to what they are going to bring about. Ooh, morbid symptoms. Jeet here. A more dangerous Cold War. No, it ain't. It's the same horse hockey as was happened before. You don't have the contacts, connections, and the people in the right spot to get the intel, obviously. The new jargon of authenticity, it's mostly BS. How do you prove that somebody is authentic? How do I prove that I'm real? Well, there's ways. Some people won't like them, but there are ways. Oh, how the drug war died. It ain't dead. They're still seizing fentanyl like crazy from China and whatnot down on the southern border. You learned early on that drugs are evil. Drug dealers were evil. And people who were addicted are burdens on society. Well, they got a picture of a very young Joe Biden wanting to be tough on crime. How about your own crimes or those of your son? You know, let's get real. Let's put it into perspective. The secret black history of LSD. It ain't no secret. Oh, good Lord. CIA Director Alan Dulles approved the MK Ultra Project. Ooh. Here you go. We've been told to stay away from drugs because you don't get a second chance. Well, to an extent. Now, here's the problem. The brave new world of legalized psychedelics is already here, and so are the profiteers. Ooh. All of the major companies are involved with it. Psychedelic outlaw, Harvard psychologist Timothy Leary, advocacy for LSD ended his academic career and eventually landed him in jail. Oh, he did get out. Ah, 40% of the country is suffering. That's a big, big market. Lots of money to be made there. There are tons of things that could be covered. 50 years of prohibition. Some states are starting to challenge the federal government's policy on psychedelic drugs. Yeah. They're going to eventually legalize them. One of the big ones is psilocybin. Now, I used to take drugs a long time ago. Oh, Lord, that's probably 30, 40 years ago, something like that, or more, or longer. And psilocybin was the drug of choice for almost everybody I knew for the simple fact that it improved your state of well-being. It didn't matter what kind of nasty whatever had gone on. What mattered was that you got a good dose. That's the right level. And you got the quality stuff. Well, it helped. It helped a bunch. We deserve a fuller picture of both the benefits and dangers of antidepressants. Ooh. My. Psilocybin is not an antidepressant. How about that? Oh, boy. I'm so lost and feeling so hopeless. I have a three-year-old in the job, and I feel like I'm losing everything. You got a simple case of paranoia, baby cakes. You're not no better than anybody else, and you sure as I'll get out, ain't no worse. And it don't matter what your color is. It don't matter what your national origin or what you believe in is. As long as you don't do any harm to other people because of what's going on in your own head, you're good to go. A white business. As white businesses flood the legal weed market, what happens to all the black faces that once made the industry hum and suffered for it? Ooh. I hate to tell you, we only got four states it's fully illegal to smoke pot. Almost all the people that I came across weren't looking to be drug kingpins. If anything, they were just doing capitalism to make ends meet. That's the reason they were selling drugs. Oh, and the white and black arrest rates are terribly off. The ancients used to do drugs. Ooh, by the boatload. How the Netherlands became the epicenter of the world's cocaine trade. Ooh, they just won't quit. I'm just thumbing through page after page of this sort of stuff. Everybody works happily together. As long as there's money to be made, nobody gives a shit what your color are, what color you are. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. It continues. It doesn't stop. What are the lessons of the United States' 20-year war in Afghanistan? Don't make mistakes like stepping in the quicksand and quagmire of that sort of thing again. In the Afghanistan papers, the impression one gets is of a twice-cursed war. Uh-huh. Are there any lessons that can be drawn from how the war ended? Yeah. Don't let Biden end another war. The bozo don't know how. Sorry, bud, but you are a bozo, a freaking clown. And there's a whole bunch of us out here who really don't like you very much. Oh, boy. And what does it all culminate to? Well, it's very simple, actually. It culminates to one thing. Each and every individual on the face of this planet, specifically in the United States, is going to have their stuff together. Some people say they have to have their shit together. Well, I don't go with putting shit together. That's stinky. My suggestion is that you should have your stuff together. I will suggest about a year's supply of food and water. Think about that. That's quite a bit of stuff there. But you can take care of yourself pretty good if you can get past spring into summer, and you can plant a garden. You can get a book at the library or somewhere to tell you how. But at any rate, you get your stuff together and start to produce for yourself. Think about that very carefully. For yourself, not for other people, for yourself. And you can be or put yourself in a very nice, independent realm that nobody else is investigating or doing anything much with. Think about that. Think about having your own homegrown. Think about that. How much fresher is stuff out of the garden than what you get at the grocery? Ooh, what a difference. Well, here's the deal. There's going to be, I'm going to make some announcements later on. That'd be probably, let's see. May or June, where you can get in touch with people. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get a phone number. What that means is you're going to get a location to go to. They'll come and see you. The administration, and specifically the FBI and other law enforcement, has been raising hell with the militias. I would suggest that you quit that, and there's a reason for it. You do not want to become an enemy of the militias and all those people involved in that. You're talking hundreds, if not thousands, depending on the state and location, who could turn on you just as fast as you can snap your fingers. And the thing is, you have to know what you're dealing with and the extent to which you can be trusted by everyday people. Well, if the everyday people don't trust you, you're not going to get no information. Ooh, think about it. You're not going to know when somebody who really hates law enforcement decides that they're going to burn your machine gun down and have a party for you if you're not trusted. So my suggestion is that get it together. You got to prep, and that's part of prepping. Uh-huh. Don't take a giant dump on somebody's parade because you can and have the authority to do so. Only do so if they are of an anti-law enforcement officer type who would shoot you on sight. Those guys need to go, and I mean they need to go now. Absolutely quick, you know, a whole bit. I advocate law and order. The reason I do is everybody has laws they can abide by and follow so that they don't get in trouble or hurt anybody. It's not difficult. It's real simple. And when you take this to the extreme, you get into an area where law enforcement knows that you got their back. If they're outnumbered and they get in a firefight, somebody liable to pull out a gun and join up with them and says, "Who do I need to shoot? That guy over there." Okay, boom. I don't blindly follow anybody. I take orders from some people, and there's not very many of those that give me orders. They mostly ask me what's going on, and I explain it to them, sort of like this show in a way. Only I have inside information that they may not have. And I run down the list. You heard about this one, this one, this one, this one. And pretty soon you hit one that they haven't heard anything about. Oh, you didn't know about that. Okay. Let me elaborate. And I would elaborate to the extent that these people would not only know what the intel was, but know what to expect, like sort of like what's coming, that sort of thing. And if you can get the information to the right people, you got them. And what I'm saying, when I say you got them, that means the bad guys. Don't stand a chance if the good guys know where you're at and know what you're going to do and know who you're going to do it to and how you're going to go about it. Okay, the thing is that within the next, not this month, next month, you're going to get a little heads up from me as to where to locate yourself so that you can get in touch with people that help you out. Now, next month, it'll take, the estimate is 3 months before the food shortages start to hit us. So you got about, let's see, it started at 2, so, let's see, January, March. You probably got until about June, about the middle of June, before it gets to the point where it's really seriously happening. Now, in the meantime, all those who are able get you some kind of a location in the woods. I don't know, you can buy an acre or something if you want or whatever. anyway, what you do is you need to start setting you up. You need some kind of a cabin or some kind of a tent, something to live in. Summertime, it's not going to be too difficult, especially if you're in the right area. The weather is supposed to be mild this summer. From what I heard, we'll see. But do this. Put you in a small place that you can stack goods that need to be cooled, not frozen, not refrigerated, cooled. A lot of canned goods and things of that nature do much better. You can take the average canned goods says you got about 2 years. You can double that. You can bring it to about 4 years before it goes bad. In terms of water, like I said, 2 years is the average that you should consider when buying jugs of water, plastic or whatever you want to call it is fine. I would suggest two things in the way of weaponry, and you're going to need a gun. Whether you like it or not, you're going to need one. A 12-gauge does really straighten some people's attitudes up real quick. If you want a rifle, you need to have something, I'd say, 30 caliber. 6.5 Creedmoor does fine, but it's that's a high-powered long-range deal. You need an average range. 243 Federal works good. It doesn't kick too much, and it'll drop a deer. Learn how to get you a book or have somebody print out the articles on how to butcher and how to preserve meats. And believe it or not, you can can meat just as good as anybody else can right at home. And you can, when you do this correctly, put yourself in a position where you're pretty self-sufficient. Now, I have been working on my power generator, and the power generator, the earth battery didn't function the way I wanted it to, so I'm going to go to some Tesla applications and see if I can get them to work. It shouldn't only take me just a few days to find it out. As soon as I find something out, I'll let people know and they can post it all over the place. Now, I will not be selling, if I sell this to the general public, I won't be selling the complete package. I'll sell you a set of plans and prints that'll tell you how, and the control circuit. That's what you get. And it will produce all the electricity you can stand, depending on how much of it you build. You should be in a position where, if you wanted to and you adapted it right, you could probably put it in a car, take the engine, toss it, get an adapter to the transmission, and go down the road in your homemade electrical vehicle without having to worry about charging it ever, ever, ever. Think about that, you know? Anyway, that's what I plan to do. Now, I'm not looking to get rich, so what I'm going to offer is going to be rather inexpensive. It's not going to be something that's going to hurt you. I guarantee you that. I won't allow that. I've been screwed over by too many people. So, what I'll do is, like I said, make sure that you'll get your place set up. Now, a place with fresh running water is definitely a plus. It's a great asset to have fresh running water wherever you're at, for the simple fact that as the expenses for things rise, people are going to have their water turned off. It's just that simple. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. So you can expect, after a certain number of people in any kind of a town, or probably the larger cities first, you're going to find that that when you flush the toilet, you only get one flush, and that's it. Water has been turned off. Why? Because the municipality can't afford to keep it on, keep it going. The streetlights are going to go out for the simple fact they don't want to have the added expense of that electricity being burned up for no good reason. They'd much rather power the water supply system with it if they can. But the thing that really, like I said, irks me the worst, that really gets my goat, I haven't heard anything. I've been checking, and I can't find anything either about helping people mitigate this food shortage crap that's coming. Well, that's something that the administration don't want to do. Why not? Better, faster control of people when they got to come to you for food. That's why. Real simple. It's not complicated. I hope within the near future that we can get things to a point where the government no longer has the controls and powers that they do now. And the reason I state that is look what Biden has done in terms of this administration, as well as the president. look what they've done with it. They screwed it up badly, worse than it's ever been. We can close the southern border. I can have it closed in 24 hours. Nobody is going to want to come through what I got in mind. You want to stop the influx of drugs? Well, that's simple, too. You can stop that within 72 hours. If somebody wants to play games, and it don't matter if it's the president or a legislator or whatever, there are several levels of violation of oath of office. And the nasty one is felonious and carries a death sentence with it, depending on what you've done. And I would suggest everybody look into that. I would suggest everybody look up their rights. Get a pocket. You can get one of these little pocket constitutions and really cause somebody some problems when you use it. See what I got here. American Civil Liberties Union puts one out. And one of those in my hand. Let's see. There's Civil Liberties Union again. Let's see what this one is. His only keepers are the people. Think about that. Let's see who publishes this. National Center for Constitutional Studies. They give a phone number and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of things that people subject themselves to that is unnecessary. And I'm thinking, first of all, about literally and straight up about people of color who ain't got nothing. And having somebody, you guys got to think about this, taking what little you got away from you. Even having the ability to go get it. You go to the grocery and the stores are empty, the shelves are empty. What are you going to do? Well, there's a lot of things involved in this, and everybody is going to see the hard way. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your skirt or any of that. I'm not trying to put me in a superior position or anything of the sort. I'm merely passing on information that I feel the people need and should have had a long time ago. I would love to see somebody not be subject to arbitrary horse manure. Okay? That's the reason I'm doing this. And, I'm going to be somewhere in the mix somewhere. And by that I mean, for us, we should, by all means, look at the one thing that counts the most. That's we the people. And making sure or ensuring the future for the children. Meanwhile, pass this around. Go out there and get her done.